And here we have another episode of Open Science Radio, special edition for the Open Science Barcamp 2019. With me is Christian Pietsch, a usual suspect, I would say. And Christian, you hosted a session which was titled, Does Open Science Need an Open Source Search Engine? Maybe you can elaborate a little bit what we are talking about.
Well, this year I quite spontaneously decided to talk about BASE, the Bielefeld Open Access... No, Bielefeld Academic Search Engine. That's the right expansion of the acronym. It's a search engine that favors open access documents. So lots of people call us an open access search engine. Yep. It's a project that I'm quite proud of, and it's been running for a lot of years in Bielefeld. It's run by a university library, which is quite unusual for a search engine of this size. And I have the impression that not a lot of people, even in research, know about the search engine. And although it's quite large, it's one of the three largest academic search engines globally. And I try to use this opportunity to find out what we can improve about the web interface and so on. Mm-hmm.
So you put a little quiz together and the room was packed and we stumbled in some things. Maybe you should have a quick look. So what, I guess you made up made up the quiz in order to show certain features of BASE that you would like to show to people, right?
Well, I made the quiz because it was fun to be part of Peter Kraker's session last year when he presented open knowledge maps and made a very interesting and funny quiz. And open knowledge maps is using BASE as its main data source or default data source. And you can find out a lot of interesting things when you're trying to answer these quiz questions.
Mm-hmm. So you face the common problem that also other search engines have, that you think there should be more users, so there could be more users, could be useful for more people, right?
Well, we don't really need users to make money because we don't generate income from users. But of course, it would be great to have a better alternative to Google Scholar, because as you know, Konrad, Google already dominates so many parts of the internet, and which leads to the situation that they see everything we do on the internet, which is why I try to avoid Google services in general. And I found that it's incredibly hard because they even run DNS servers that, you know, turn each URL into an IP address. So every time you type something into the browser address bar, you need a DNS server. And most of these are run by Google. And that's only one of the hundreds of services they offer. So that's my reason why I find BASE important, but there are so many others.
Yeah, I mean, it's as a kind of a civil right that you can protect your privacy, and BASE is one solution for that, clearly. But I really like the feature that you presented today, because this makes kind of the connection to the session I think we had last year regarding ORCID. And you introduced a feature that, or you told us that you're trying to integrate now ORCID a lot into BASE and the results of BASE, and also this claiming of authorship is in there. Now maybe you can elaborate this a little bit.
Yes, so I think author claiming was already functional when we presented ORCID last year here at the Barcamp. So BASE would like to, BASE users would like to know which John Smith wrote that document that they are looking at. So we have this idea that each author name should be accompanied by an author identifier, and ORCID seems to develop into the dominant author identifier. And what we added recently in BASE is claiming functionality for yet another identifier, which is the GND identifier by the German National Library. And so if you claim your documents in Base, you can say, I'm this person in the ORCID registry and I'm this person in the GND database.
What I also very liked is that you also include now the feature for search for software and even can filter for licenses, or at least you're starting that. What was the motivation for that?
Well, we tried, actually, we just added data site, and data site is huge because so many people are using it for getting a DOI. And then we discovered lots of data sets and software types in our index, and we thought maybe we should add support for these document types to our web interface. And now we are looking for ideas on how to make Base more useful as a software search engine or data search engine.
Yeah, great. And I think there is a strong need. You see the importance of software growing, or the acceptance of this growing. And so having a search engine that is addressing this is great. Great. Christian, have we forgotten anything?
No, I'm done. Thank
you. Okay, great.
Much.
Thank you so much for the session. And let's go back into the next ones. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.